Welcome back to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host. Thank you again for joining me on this journey of finding positive stories throughout the Fraser Coast region. Today I'm sitting down with a lovely lady who's doing a lot of work in a volunteer role, collecting items that are much needed and getting them out to farmers who are in trouble, particularly from drought. So today I'd like to introduce to you Andy Riley. Hey, Andy.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. Make sure you're nice and close to the microphone there. Cool. It's almost like you want to, you know, have a little romantic moment with the microphone. Don't worry. You're not the first person I've said that to.
Awesome.
So, Andy, you're a local Fraser Coast lady.
Yes. Yes, been in the Bay for over 20 years.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, another 10 and, or if you only get to 30, I believe you're local.
A local, I think,
yeah.
So, yes.
So you obviously, you might be 20, but you weren't born here.
No. Early on, brought up on a dairy farm, my nana's dairy farm, and my parents had small crop farms growing up. So, yeah.
Can I ask, whereabouts was your dairy farm?
Dairy farm was in Currumburra in Victoria.
Ah, I recently did a podcast with another gentleman that has a dairy farm, grew up on a dairy farm down there in Victoria.
No. Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's the gentleman that interviewed me from the ABC Radio Wide Bay.
Fantastic.
I'll have to hook you up.
Yeah,
connect
that'd
you.
Be interesting.
Yeah, you have got a few stories to share and he could talk to you about what you're talking to me about today. Awesome. I'm on talent scout for him now.
There you go.
Unpaid. Sorry, I wander off the track a little bit. So today I'd like to talk to you about the post that was shared to Everything Fraser Coast,
sure.
Which I'll share again today. What are you doing in your volunteer role? Like, what exactly are you doing with Aussie farmers?
Okay, well, it stemmed probably about 5-6 years ago. I was watching TV and I couldn't even tell you the show that I was watching, but Brian from Aussie Helpers was doing a special and just talking about the drought and how bad it was out west and that the lack of water and rain was just compounding everything, because we need it to grow things. We need it to, you know, water stock and that sort of thing, as well as ourselves. And it really touched me. So I just, and being, you know, brought up on a farm and a dairy, and I've seen, you know, the good and the bad and how my parents and my nan struggled with, you know, lack of water or weather dependency, prices in the market. It's a really tough life. It's a good life if it goes well. But when it's tough, it's really, really tough. So I contacted Brian and from Aussie Helpers and had a really good chat with him. And I said, how can I help? And he said, well, we collect boxes of goods for the farmers each year, around predominantly Christmas time, but all year round as well. And he said, sometimes just giving that box to somebody can really, really help them get over the line, because a lot of these people are not well with their mental health because of what's happening. They're not able to provide for their families. They're not able to look after their stock or, you know, grow their crops. And it can be really, really heart-wrenching for them. So we did. We started. And it was mainly just with friends and the guys from work. And we'd, you know, bring in non-perishable items or, you know, shampoo and soap and toothpaste and just the things that you would normally buy for yourself or your family that wouldn't, you know, break or go off or perish. And we'd probably put together between 10, 20 boxes a year. And then this year I thought, you know, it's been so bad, I might just pop it on social media and see what happens. And oh my God, it has just, oh, I just got goosebumps.
So Fraser Coast has really stepped up.
It's just been amazing. Yeah, absolutely amazing. And, you know, the news crews have been onto it, the local papers been onto it, and people are just sharing it on Facebook and wherever else. And it's just been amazing. It's just been so heartwarming.
Wow.
And, yeah, absolutely. And even the lovely Lynn from Palm Lakes Resort and all the crew out there, she rang me and she said, we're going to do something. And I went, awesome.
That's fantastic.
So they did. They put together 20 84-litre tubs of groceries, and they were picked up last week, which was fantastic. and then rang me again and said, we've got more for you. So it's like, excellent. So
wow,
it's just been amazing.
That's 1,600 litres of groceries.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then there's the stuff that's been coming into the office. So our office at Milestones is the drop-off point, and people bring in what they can, because a box of groceries can cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it's expensive, and particularly this time of year. I mean, everybody's doing it tough in one way or another as well. So to actually receive goods in, you know, in dribs and drabs or full boxes or, you know, what people can afford, it's just been beautiful. So we've had boxes on the go. So those that can only, you know, bring in a few things, we just add them to each box so that there's a, you know, a good variety in those boxes for whoever opens them. And so we've got 65, I think, at the moment, and I know of at least another 30 that's coming. So,
wow, that's fantastic! Have you kept a log of all the boxes that you've?
Oh yeah, we've got a tally on the board.
You've got a tally. I bet you have. Celebrate every time.
Absolutely.
What I think's really amazing, and maybe other people have picked up on this as well, is the drought. We've been hearing about it for a long time, true, on the news, but it really seems to have ramped up in the last 6-8 months. But you've been doing this for 5 years.
Yeah.
So those people living in that situation, they're not just dealing with it now. They've been dealing with it for a long time. So it's quite a critical stage, I'd imagine, with what you say, not just mental health, but all of their health and well-being.
Absolutely. And we're finding that it's creeping further to the coast. So you hear of the stories of townships that are, you know, by end of November, early December, they'll be out of water. That's scary. That is really, really scary. So it's, and people sort of say, oh, well, you know, they choose to live out in the country. Some of these people and what they're doing, they feed us, they feed our country.
Right.
Without them, I don't want to be importing, you know, fruit and veg and whatever else from overseas. I want to, you know, buy from our local farmers or buy Australian, because we have the best produce in the world. We have the best, you know, everything. So why would we want to give that up? So to me, by supporting these guys, it's you know, just sticking our hand up and saying, you know, we're here, we hear you, and we want to try and support you as best we can.
So you made a choice. You saw something on A Current Affair or some media show 5 years ago, saw something and thought, I can help, and look where you are now. So what can I do and what can we do in the Fraser Coast? Like, if we're hearing this and we think, well, what can we do to help you? What can we do?
There's lots of different ways, and there's lots of charities too. It's not just Aussie Helpers or, you know, Drought Runners or Drought Angels or – it, wherever you are, there's something that you can do. So we've had people who have come in and said, look, I want to donate cash because I don't have the time or I don't have the ability to go out and actually buy the groceries or what have you. Aussie Helpers website, you can actually go on there and make cash donations. It's all above board. You get your receipt. It's, you know, tax deductible. They're not for profit. So, or if you want to donate goods, fantastic, not a problem. But don't overdo it as well, because people get carried away. And, you know, I've spoken to a lot of pensioners who have come in and told me their story, and it's just been beautiful. And some of them go overboard, and it's, as beautiful as that is, we don't want them to go out without us either. So by just making a small contribution, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know you were going to say that. That just shows how warm this region is.
Oh, seriously.
People in general.
It's just...
yeah, you're getting choked up. Oh, that's fantastic. So the journey that those boxes have, so we're talking about farmers, and for me, I can't visualize where you're talking about, because this country's so big.
Yes.
So where would the boxes possibly travel once they're picked up from you?
So they have to be registered, obviously. We want to make sure that the boxes are going to the right places and to the family that need them. So, as I said, with Aussie Helpers, with them doing their farm visits or linking in with people like CWA, Drought Aid, Drought Relief, Salvo, St. Vinny's, if they have a register of families that need a box of goods or groceries or what have you, then they will deliver to those organisations so that they can be distributed.
Yeah, so it's really important that the farmers register that when they're in trouble. I know for me donating, I would feel, if I knew that a farmer was struggling and hadn't registered, it would not sit well with me that they've missed out. I would hope that they do register. So do you do anything, or does Aussie Helpers do anything to try and capture those that are maybe a little bit too shy or embarrassed?
Sure. Yes, I had a really interesting conversation with Tash. Tash is Brian from Aussie Helpers. She's his daughter, and she's starting to take over the reins a little bit more for Brian so that he can try to step back, even though I know that he's so passionate about it. And they're actually doing random farm visits. So, you know, our farmers are extremely proud, and through conversations with them, she said, you know, they'll say, you know, there's people worse off than me and we're okay. And she says, you can clearly see that they're not. So by them doing farm visits, they're able to call in and just sit and have a cuppa and a conversation and really get an understanding of where they're at and how they're going and if there is the need there, offer counselling. And that sort of thing. So by them doing that, they're able to capture more people that may need assistance and help.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I guess going to the farmer and or the family on the farm, you really are making that connection.
Absolutely.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I really like the idea of being able to donate either by giving non-perishables or toiletries, or even just cash to a charity that's helping our own people, you know, like helping anyone. But it's nice that it's going to be going to farmers in Australia.
Yes.
And Andy, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to share today?
Yes. If you go onto the Aussie Helpers website, you can actually have a look at what they do. They have photos, and it goes through a whole heap of different things that they have and have done. So you can actually see, I'm a very visual person, so I like to actually see things. If I do something, I like to see a result. So by going on and having a look, or giving them a call and having a conversation, you can actually see the work that they've done and where they go. For example, I rang Sam the other day about doing a pickup for us here in Hervey Bay, and she said, oh, well, I can't come at the moment. We're in Dubbo. And I went, you're in Dubbo? As in New South Wales. And she said, yeah, we're doing a special with Alan Jones on the drought. And I just went, wow, you guys just cover so much of this country. And she said, we go to wherever we're needed. So that was just like, wow, the cost of the fuel and that sort of thing. I said, well, how can I support you guys? And again, she said, you just go to our website and you can actually choose what you would like to donate your money to go to. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so there's lots of different options. And, you know, give them a call, have a chat. They're quite happy to have a conversation about, you know, how you can help or where your money would like to go to and that sort of thing. So it's just, yeah, it's just awesome.
Oh, fantastic. Thanks, Andy. That's really wonderful.
No worries.
So again, you take your non-perishable goods.
Sure.
Toiletries down to Milestones, which is in the signature building on Torquay Street. Did I get that right?
Yeah, Torquay Road in Pyalba. Yep. On the ground floor. So, yep.
Nice. And I'll put all the links on a blog.
That would be amazing.
And anyone can contact you through Facebook,
obviously. Absolutely. And if you've got any questions, please don't hesitate to contact me. It's just been beautiful. And, yeah, just thank you to everybody.
Thank you so much. Ba-da, ba-da.